Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful tonight for this opportunity you have given us once more. Lord, we pray that we not take this opportunity for granted, but to take the time that you have given us this evening to use it for your glory and use it for your honor. Lord, we are thankful for this medium that you have allowed us to have, in which we are able to share your gospel throughout the entire world. We pray, Lord, that in using this technology, that we're able to use it in a manner in which we can share the gospel of your son, Jesus. Pray, Lord, that there's a soul listening tonight who wants to have a relationship with you, who understands tonight that to do so, they must submit to the will of your son. We pray, Lord, that when they hear that gospel message proclaimed this evening, that Brother Barry convey it in such a way in which they understand clearly what is required of them to be saved, but also the dangers of departing from the one faith. Heavenly Father, we know that we are nothing without you, and we know that your hope, that the hope we have in your son Jesus, is the hope that all men must believe. Heavenly Father, we ask this prayer in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Plunder, so very much for working with me. We're so thankful tonight to have each and every person on, especially those who are not members of the Church of Christ. You're our very honored guest. You're the VIP of our audience, and we appreciate you so very much. Now we ask you to open your Bible and pay attention to the things our speaker will talk about tonight as it pertains to your saving of your precious soul. Now, tonight, Brother Reginald Barry, good friend of mine from Killeen, Texas, when we worked closely together over the years, his wife and best friend of my wife, and so thankful to have him on our call tonight. He's from Killeen, Texas. He's going to be talking about departures from the faith. Brother Reginald Barry. Brother Barry, tell us about those who have departed from the faith. Tell us about that.
Well, first, I'd like to say good evening to everyone, and I'm glad you're on the line. I want to thank Brother Brooks and Brother Plunder for the invitation to speak to you this evening on this nationwide gospel meeting conference call. Faith. From the assigned theme, speaking the same thing, and from the assigned subject, departures from the faith. Departures from the faith. And I want to emphasize the faith. First, let us establish what is the faith. The faith are those essential teachings of the gospel of Christ that connects us to God. It is those essential teachings of what a person must do to be saved. The faith are those essential teachings of how Christians must worship God in spirit and in truth. Those teachings of how men must live an upright life before God. And with these teachings, we are connected to the body of Christ. Now, we find many departures from the faith throughout the years, beginning from the early church until now. Men are bringing in their own ideas about salvation. They bring in their own traditions. But we must stick with the scriptures. We must speak the same thing so the world can see that Christians follow one faith, particularly for our children and our grandchildren and future generations. Now, Satan is the source of these departures from the faith. Yes, Satan is the arch enemy of God, and he will always roam the earth with seducing spirits, using the same old tactics to keep the soul of man in a lost condition. Satan wants men to live for worldly gain. John says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. It is of Satan. 1 John 2:16. And Satan is using the divide and conquer technique against Christianity. And so to keep God's people together, the Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 1:10. Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye perfectly join together in the same mind and in the same judgment. It is important that all Christians all over the world speak the same thing. Why? Because if we don't speak the same thing, we will be divided. We will find ourselves competing for members. We will find ourselves getting upset with one another, causing confusion and chaos in the Christian religion, just as we have witnessed in America. Yes, the world has seen firsthand the division in America. And so we know what it looks like to be divided. It's not pretty. We know what it looks like to live with the uncertainties about what is the truth. See, we know what it looks like when truth and what is right get lost in the chaos. And so it's important for the church to speak the same thing, because a different message would affect the outcome of man's salvation. All of Jesus' apostles delivered the same message of salvation. They are written in the scriptures. Jude calls it the faith. And the faith is those essential teachings that connects Christians to the spirit life. Paul says this about being connected spiritually. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:13, 12 through 13, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Jude goes on to say in Jude 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto thee of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. See, the faith connects us to the spiritual things. The faith is one faith. There is only one faith that connects spiritually. And when we read the scriptures in Acts chapter 6, verse number 7, we see the faith in action. Scripture says, and the word of God continued to increase, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. See, even priests who were against the faith became obedient to the one faith. See, the apostles were teaching people those essential teachings to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. See, baptism is an essential teaching. See, after baptism, you become a new creature in Christ. All men must be obedient in baptism to please God. There are groups of people who have departed from baptism. There are even departures from taking of the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week in remembrance of Christ's sacrifice. Can you believe that? The partaking of the Lord's Supper connects you and I to Christ. There are even departures from a cappella singing. Singing and making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. Singing spiritual songs. See, all these actions of faith are essential for our spiritual walk and our oneness in the faith. See, the faith teaches you how to be cheerful givers. The faith teaches you how to worship God. in spirit and in truth, and how one must continue in the faith. Scripture teaches us again in Acts 14:22, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith. See, the faith also includes God's plan of salvation. Those who are lost and searching for the truth, the faith teaches baptism, baptizing those who hear the word and believe what they heard. The faith teaches repentance. The faith teaches confessing before men that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's God's plan of salvation. God's plan of salvation for man is to reenact in their obedience the events that happened to Jesus Christ in his last hours on earth. Jesus was brutally beaten and scourged. Lawless men hung him on a cross to suffer an agonizing death. See, men must hear that story and believe it, and to believe that after his death, they buried him in a borrowed tomb, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. These are the essential teachings that puts a person in the church of Christ. And the scripture says, through many tribulations, in other words, in preaching this gospel message, there will be many tribulations. And the scripture says, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. We must enter the kingdom of God. How? By one spirit, through the teachings of the one faith. And we must continue to teach, preach, and live by this one faith. You see, the early church was encouraged to earnestly contend for the faith and to continue in the faith. See, there is only one faith, not many. Paul said in Ephesians 4:4, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord and one faith. One faith. There were many departures from the one faith. And that's why Paul told the Christians to speak the same thing. Now, again, the early Christians, they met in their houses in many cities. There was no church buildings. When Paul wrote to the church in Rome, Paul told them to greet one another. There in Romans 16:1-16. See, Paul commended and greeted and saluted the people. And they continued in the faith as they worshiped in their homes. See, Paul greeted Priscilla and Aquila in Christ. See, Paul saluted all those households that met together in the name of Jesus Christ there in Rome. And Paul said in verse 16, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. They all were members of the church of Christ that met in all those different homes and cities. They were in the same mind. Jesus' apostles worked diligently to keep Christians in the faith, in the same teachings. It was important, and it's vitally important today. Paul did not want a divided church, but Satan did. See, when Paul was arrested, he warned the young preacher Timothy. He said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:1-2, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. But what is doctrines of devils? Paul is talking about men with itching ears, men with their own desires. This was the beginning of new faiths. See, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. See, Paul prophesied that some would depart from the faith. Look, men may hold all truths of Christianity tonight and yet make themselves useless by holding other doctrines and by rejecting the faith, rejecting those essential teachings of Jesus. Those men departed from the faith. They followed their own desires, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. It caused them to depart from the faith. All these desires are from Satan. Do you remember Constantine from your history class in school? Remember, Constantine was an emperor of the Roman Empire, and he embraced Christianity. He was the emperor of Rome, and he made Christianity Rome's religion. However, Constantine did not believe, or he was not taught, that baptism was essential for salvation, like many other groups in religion today. That's what they teach. History teaches us that he was baptized many years after he embraced Christianity. He was finally baptized before he died, right before he was put on his deathbed. See, Constantine did not know the essential teachings of the faith. Or either he did not believe them. If one is not baptized, Jesus says he is condemned. Mark 16:16. See, Constantine needed to know that. And many people today are following teachings that leave out the essential commands of Jesus. See, some men have apostatized over the years. In other words, some men have left Christianity altogether. But there are some that did not leave Christianity. There are some that began following teachings of men. They began to have itching ears and would find preachers to tickle their ears. Now, departing from the faith doesn't mean losing the ability to believe in God. Remember, Constantine believed in God. But he never had the content. He never had the full counsel of God. He didn't have the faith. He never had the content of what Christians should believe and obey. Constantine did not know the truth, or either he rejected the truth. You see, Constantine, he was trying to run an empire. He was fighting wars in the name of Christianity. And we have many people today who think just like Constantine tonight, too busy to search the scriptures, being departed from being immersed in water for the forgiveness of sins, men departed from communing with the Lord on the first day of the week to remember how that Jesus suffered a cruel death on the cross for them. See, when men departed from the faith, they departed from the essential teachings of Jesus Christ. And because they abandoned the essential teachings of the faith, it put us at a disadvantage today. Because the majority of people who have the Christian faith have been born into families that have embraced a faith that is not according to the faith. Well, how did this happen? Well, it happened because so many men over the years departed from the faith. They abandoned the essential teachings of salvation. And that have left us to have to search the scriptures continuously. And then we must debate or reason with men about what is the truth. Even tonight, many people on this line were born into the doctrine and teachings of men, the teachings of those men who abandoned the faith years ago. And there are many people who followed those teachings until they searched the scriptures for themselves and found that their family members or whoever taught them to believe in those teachings were wrong. And there may be many people on the line tonight that does not know that men over the years abandoned the one faith and left Christianity as a divided people. Listen, we must go to the scriptures together. Jesus said in John 5:39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Because some departed from the faith, we must search the scriptures. We cannot take man's word for it. We must search out the truth for ourselves. We must be sure of our salvation tonight. Peter says, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye should never fall. 2 Peter 1:10. If you have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you have not obeyed the faith that was once delivered to the saints, this is a must-do for your salvation tonight. Ask what I must do to be saved according to the scriptures. And those who are members of the Church of Christ must continue to diligently search the scriptures, because we are under a charge from God to preach the truth. Paul says, study, show thyself approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2:15. And if you are not a member of the Church of Christ, I encourage you to simply listen to the scriptures. Be true to yourself and to God. Why? Because the word of God is all we have. Satan is doing his best to separate man, to divide us. Paul warned the elders in Acts 20:30. He says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. And then he says, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. You see, lawless men would take over the teachings of the faith. And also, he says, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw or make disciples after them. See, even from the beginning of the church, man was speaking perverse things to get their own following. Departures from the faith happened years ago, and it continues to happen today. And the only way to realize truth is through the word of God. Jesus says, Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We must have sound preaching, sound teaching. We must teach and preach from God's word. See, sound teaching and preaching comes from the scriptures. Listen to Jesus. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, Jesus says, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd tonight. It is Jesus who saves, not man. And Jesus would lay down his life for his sheep. It is Jesus that said in Matthew 16:18, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. And so as long as we teach and preach and live our life in the teachings of the faith, God will be pleased with us. Acts 2:47 tells us, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. We must restore the faith tonight. This is the mission of the child of God. And if you are not a member of the Church of Christ. God calls on you to be a part of his body. God calls us into one body. Jesus says his followers will become one flock with one shepherd. That's what he said. See, Jesus will bring people who are not in a covenant relationship with him and have them join those who are in a covenant relationship with him in a new fellowship that will overpower all the old divisions. God wants us to be one. See, when we think we can start new churches with new names and new actions, we are departing from the one flock Jesus created. God made a promise. Matter of fact, God made promises to Abraham, the father of our faith. Paul says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, not to the seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Galatians 3:16. Jesus will add you to his church. The church is constructed by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we are individual parts of that structure. Notice that Jesus builds. He doesn't start other structures. See, Jesus wants to add someone to his church, even tonight. Someone who is searching for truth. Paul says this in Ephesians 2:19 to those new babes in Christ. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. Why don't someone become a member of the Church of Christ tonight, which is the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles? Why don't you come to the church tonight? Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fittedly framed together groweth into an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Listen, there's one body. There's only one church. You are either in it or not. If you are in it, you are part of the only church you need to be a part of. If you are in any other church tonight, you are not in the Lord's one body. As I close, don't divide the body of Christ. Be a part of the faith. When we choose to divide the body of Christ into various denominations, we make a serious mistake for our soul. That's why Paul says, now I beseech you, brethren, I beg you, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Yes, there have been many departures from the faith throughout the years. And I pray that we all work together to speak the same thing, particularly for our children and our grandchildren and future generations. We share salvation by our obedience to the faith, those essential teachings of Jesus Christ. That's my lesson. I will now turn it over to Brother Brooks. May God bless you all.
And may God bless you, Brother Barry. If you're on the call tonight, you're a member of the Church of Christ, and you're in a congregation that's doing things that are not according to the faith, you need to get out of it, because they have departed from the faith. But Barry, you did us good. to our visitors who are on the call tonight, you can see that we're not just talking about everyone. We're talking about even the Church of Christ. People can leave the truth. But what we're doing on this call, the preachers I bring on this call, we all believe that this truth is very simple, very easy to understand. If you want to be saved, then the truth is what Brother Barry taught tonight, is don't be a part of nothing that has left the faith, the one faith, that one true teaching of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. So if you're on the call tonight, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, and you're trying to get to heaven, you want to go to heaven, and truly that's your heart's desire, this program is for you. You didn't get on here accidentally. Go ahead and email us at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. Let's pray, God. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, and our King. Father, we thank you for Brother Barry. What a powerful message he brought to us tonight. We pray your blessings upon him, his wife, his family, and his ministry. And Lord, we pray your blessings upon that family. And we just thank you for men like him. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, knowing it is the power of God, your power to save mankind. Father, we thank you so very much for the simple truth. Our prayer now is that our visitors will understand that we preach the truth in love. The truth is, you've done your part, Father. We thank you for that. You gave your only begotten Son, and your Son done his part. He gave his life and suffered on the cross. Now it's up to us to do our part, Father. So we just ask you to help us with this program, that you help us reach those who are seeking true worship. And we know there are many who will not seek true worship. We know there are a few, only a few, because your Son said it. Only a few will seek this true worship. Our prayer tonight is that we can reach the few. Bless us, Father. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to bring glory to you. And we take no glory, because it all belongs to you. Because we love you. And we thank you. And we feel like we have no right to take the glory when you done all you did. Help our friends, our family, our loved ones to obey this truth before it's eternally too late. We love you, Father, and we thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. And to our visitors, thank you for allowing us to come into your home for 30 minutes. And this may be the 30-minute call that saves your soul. I'm Brother Tommy Brooks. We love you all. Join us tomorrow night, Brother Blake Wheaton. Be preaching to us. Brother Blake will come with being saved by faith alone. And in closing out, a good friend of mine from California, Brother Darrell Williams out here. We got a great week. May God bless you all. Have a good night's rest. This is Brother Brooks. We love you.